Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your brain trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ramon Ray. He's the editor and founder of Smart Hustle Magazine, smarthustle.com. Check out that website and you'll find all about Ramon. He's a busy guy, folks. He's a hustler. Ramon hustles. I can tell you that right now. You have to, if you're just going to hang out with him, you got to have your track shoes on. Ramon, thanks again for being here. We're talking about hustle. And I love that word. I told you before, I've been hearing that all my life. When I was a little bitty kid, we had to hustle in sports. My parents or my grandparents or my aunts and uncles or my neighbors, whenever I'd hear them talk about somebody who was they admired, they would all, because we were blue collar. Everybody I knew, everybody in my life, Ramon, was blue collar, 100%, 100%. I didn't know anything about white collar, only blue collar. But every time they commented on somebody that they admired, it was always, the word hustle was always part of their description.
Yeah, Jim, listen, it's a powerful word, and I think that not enough people do it, but those of us who get the mojo, the hustle, I think that's where success comes from. And I guess what I found, another thing I found about hustle, Jim, is that one thing I've had to overcome is the aspect of staying in my lane is the wrong word, but as I'm on the hustle, I have to remember to look just in the mirror at myself, if that makes sense.
Right.
I can't be Jim. I can't be Jane. I can't be this person.
That's right.
But to be who the talents of God's given me, who I can be, the best I can be, I guess.
Well, and focused on the things that you want, because what you want is different
right.
than what I want. But no, absolutely, hustle is agnostic with regard to the results. It's just hustle is about accomplishment and excellence, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
making a showing. We used to call it making a showing on the farm. When I grew up on a farm, we call it making a showing. That means when you look back at the end of the day, did you see progress? Did you see work that got done? That's what hustle does.
Mm. And Jim, listen, I know you just came out with your book, The Third Ingredient, but that sounds like a book title to me. that sounds like another book from Jim Blasingame. What do you think?
About hustle?
Yeah.
Maybe Stories so. What do we do that one together? You're so good at
okay,
this.
Why
don't we do that one together?
I'm willing for it.
So what else did you learn at the Black Enterprise?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Jim, the other thing is that just amazing that the entrepreneurial spirit, again, forget black, white, Spanish, Asian, just being in a room with over 1,000 entrepreneurs, Jim, there's a young man who's 23 years old. I was eating some chicken and biscuits. You know, I was in North Carolina, so I enjoyed some southern food.
Mm-hmm.
The young man caught up to me and said, Ramon, can I hear your story? So, Jim, first I said, tell me your story. Jim, by the time he was finished, I felt like I was lazy. That's how inspiring this young man was. So, Jim, I encourage people, just get out, go to events, because nothing helps entrepreneurs more than a few times a year hanging out with like-minded people. We strengthen each other
right.
and support each other.
And I'll tell you something else. You don't have to – if you're in a community, if you're in whether it be a geographic community like a market, or you're in an industry community or a professional community – hustle gets noticed.
Absolutely.
And when people see you hustling and they notice that, they tell other people about it. And the next thing you know, you're going to get a phone call from somebody and they're going to say, hey, we've been noticing you and we'd like to talk. And for whatever it might be, there's some kind of an opportunity they're going to lay on you because they saw you with demonstrating energy and getting and being aggressive and hustling, as you say. And I'll tell
Absolutely.
You, it shows up and it makes a difference. People like that. It's akin to confidence, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I think, Jim, it's amazing that I think next to the marketing and personal branding, as you know that I do, I think this aspect of hustle is probably my number one key to success. It's so true, Jim.
I believe you're right.
Almost every day, people are seeing what I'm doing, obviously what you're doing, and what people who work hard do, and the word spreads. Because there's nothing worse than somebody who doesn't hustle.
Yep.
Either they're not noticed, or people see it and won't tell you.
Did your parents teach you the nobility of work? Mine did.
More than you want to know.
But don't you attribute all that to your parents? My parents taught me the nobility of work.
Yeah.
My thoughts.
No, absolutely. I think working hard is so important. I think it's a skill, Jim, that many people don't have. And I must give credit to the small little church school I went to as well.
Yep.
I can remember cleaning toilets. I have to clean them 3 or 4 times.
Clean that bathroom. Hey, Ramon, smarthustle.com, folks, is Ramon's website. Good job today. Will you come back?
Thanks, Jim. Absolutely, Jim. And all the best on your success. Thank you so much.
You too. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.